kickoff rule?
Yeah.
How's that going to change things?
It's going to change things up a bit. I think in the end of the day, there's going to be more returns because the return is going to feel a lot more space back there when he catches the ball. The coverage won't be on him immediately, so guys are going to want to try to take the ball, you know, take their option of returning them
a little bit. Does the new rule change what you're looking for with regard to a return guy?
A little bit. I think it's going to be more like a punt returner style because it's going to be more single blocks. You're not going to have like a point of attack where you're hitting it and you have like a running back style, like an ISO play. It's going to be more of a big field type punt return. It's going to look like more like a punt return. So, I knew that question was coming. But Tyreek's a punt returner right now. Kick returners, it's up for grabs right now. We got a lot of guys in there that are working hard.
Has anyone jumped out in that regard for you?
Not right now. It's too early. I mean, right now it's just about, you know, like a coach talked about, getting fundamentals down, knowing what to do, learning our base, the special teams, you know, what we do, you know, with the kick return game. It's too hard to tell right now until we start having contact.
How much does the new rule change as far as coverage in terms of when you're kicking off?
When we're kicking up, well, space? Yeah, now, I mean, there's no more running starts. There's no more loops. And the whole idea on that is to take away the free runners. So you don't have guys running down the field unblocked. So you're taking that away because everybody's lined up. Everybody should know who to block. You got to come from a stationary position. You can only go 5x5. You can't go 6x4 anymore. And so that's totally different. And the same thing with onside kick. You know, you're not going to be able to overload one side. You're not going to have 6x4 anymore. It's going to be 5x5. No more, you know, no more than three guys outside the numbers. So it's going to be totally different.
How involved were you personally in all these changes?
A lot, because I went to New York. I was one of the nine guys that went to New York and helped develop this thing. We did it as a unified group, as a special teams unit, or all the coaches. And I think that's what made this thing go through so quick, is that we were unified with it. And all 32 coaches were on board, and we understand we're trying to make the play more exciting, you know, as well as being safer.
I was going to say, do you expect it to have the desired effect?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we think is going to happen. I mean, hopefully that's the case. I mean, as long as we don't have, you know, some guys trying to be devious about everything. And, you know, the way we coach, you get what you coach. You know, I mean, if you coach cheap shots, you're going to get cheap shots. So, you know, what you put on the field is all a relationship of what you do in practice and how you teach it.
Last week, at least, you had Sam Watkins in the kick return line. Just looking, or like you've done with other guys?
Sammy's, you know, he has a history of being a returner. We use it, I don't know if you know, we have everybody back. We have all our, you know, receivers back there. We use it as a warm-up period, you know, to get them, you know, because if you can catch punts and you can catch kickoffs, it gets you kind of ready for practice. So we're using them in that role. But, you know, if we needed them, we could use them. Yes, yeah. Number 39, defensive player. Yeah. He's a guy that we, you know, we're trying to develop him into that role. He's fast. He runs a 4.32. He's done a little bit in college, but not a lot. So we're trying to, we got him on the crash course of getting him ready to go.
How much do you think you can gather in terms of looking at certain guys before training him, before opposite contact?
You can get a lot. I mean, you can learn a lot. I mean, you put him in, you know, in practice, you put him in the team periods, and he's got to catch the ball in the crowd, and, you know, is he antsy? Is he confident back there? I mean, it's all about confidence in a return game.
What are you kind of seeing as the rookies so far as being able to play special
teams? I really like the rookies. You know, we added 13 new guys on defense, all young players. And the draft picks in particular, like O'Daniel, I mean, he's really showed up with his speed. You know, Watt has done a good job. And then Smith, I mean, all those defensive players are all going to help us immediately on special teams.
Yeah, Brett has said their top-rated special teams.
Yeah, he's got a lot of speed. It shows up on tape. Right now, that's all you really could see. He's learning things well. He's going to help us. He's going to be a four-phase starter, I think, day one for us on special teams.